USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Closing arguments in the double murder trial of prominent South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh are underway. Lead prosecutor Creighton Waters painting Murdaugh out to be a serial liar who's fooled his friends for years.
Everyone who knew him had no idea who he was. Everyone. No one knew who he really was.
Waters claimed Murdaugh killed his wife and youngest son to draw attention away from what he called the gathering storm of Murdaugh's lies. He's facing 30 years to life in prison without parole if convicted. Speaking in a Senate hearing, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said he's staying out of the Hunter Biden probe.
I have pledged not to interfere with that investigation, and I have carried through on my pledge.
Garland said the Delaware U.S. attorney overseeing the investigation has full authority. Hunter Biden has denied the accusations about his business dealings. A new Washington Post report says Justice Department prosecutors and FBI agents were at odds over how to recover classified documents from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Prosecutors urged the FBI to carry out a surprise raid, while FBI officials pushed back and proposed they get Trump's permission to search the property. Drug manufacturer Eli Lilly has capped the cost of insulin, and that is getting applause from the White House. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says it's important progress toward lowering health care costs for all Americans.
American families have been crushed by drug costs many times higher than the cost to make them, and what people in other countries are charged for.
Eli Lilly announced today they will cap out-of-pocket costs for their most popular insulin at $35 a month. Insulin costs already capped at $35 for seniors on Medicare. Wall Street is closing with stocks mixed to start the new month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 5 points. The S&P 500 fell by 19. The NASDAQ lost 76. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine you get to talk to actual people and they're for you.
We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get and as fast as possible?
So yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
You can save a lot, but as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden marked the 20th anniversary of the creation of the Department of Homeland Security this morning.
The Department of Homeland Security was formed out of the tragedy of 9/11, but with an unshakable resolve of a sacred mission to secure our country and to protect the American people.
Speaking at DHS headquarters, the president said the agency is as important as ever in keeping Americans safe and said he's calling on Congress to provide increased funding. Yosemite National Park has been closed indefinitely due to severe weather. The park was shut down over the weekend, but it was expected to reopen this Thursday. However, now there is no estimate for when it could reopen. The Yosemite Valley saw 40 inches of snow on the ground, which surpassed the previous record of 36 inches. Don't worry, Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb have not left the Today Show. Guthrie abruptly walked off the show Tuesday, and Kotb hasn't been on since February 17th. But today's Craig Melvin on this morning's broadcast said they'll be back.
We know a lot of you have been wondering how she's doing. We can tell you that Hoda's okay. She's got a family health matter that she's been dealing with. So we look forward to seeing Hoda and Savannah back here at the desk very, very soon.
Guthrie left because she is tested positive for COVID for a third time. TikTok is rolling out a new feature aimed at curbing the amount of time kids spend using the social media app. The new feature will limit the time of all users under the age of 18 to 1 hour per day. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.